from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Brian Whitney, spitting chiclets. Shout out to Rear Admiral. Shout out to Mike Grinnell. Big fan of both of those dudes and that entire podcast, really. I honestly don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I do listen to that one, and I do enjoy it a lot. That news, if that's accurate. We had Scoops Keefe saying that Swayman was looking for $10 million per, right? That was his number, $10 million per?
Yeah.
The Bruins are offering 6-2.
Mm. 6.4 years.
6.2 over 4 years. Swayman, according to Whitney there, number down a little bit from what Scoops Keefe was told, 9.5 over 8. And those are the type of... You ever watch that show Pawn Stars?
Not really.
You know, do you know of it?
Yeah.
Okay. So for those who aren't aware, it's the show about this family that owns a pawn shop in Las Vegas, and people come in with all this crap and they try and, you know, get the best price for it. And the guy, Rick Harrison, he's the main guy, he's the bald guy, always lowballs him every single time. I'll give you this. The best I can do is this. I got to make some money off it. It's a business. It's a pawn shop. Blah, 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 blah. I got it. Best I can do is, you know, the guy wants $1 million. Best I can do is like 250. Hmm. You know, is usually how that goes. And what often happens is the person, the guy or the girl, whatever, comes in trying to sell the thing, says, I'm sorry, we're just too far apart. I'm going to take my ball and go home. And that's where we are right now with this negotiation. This season, the preseason starts in 19 days. The first preseason Bruins game is September 22nd. That is less than 3 weeks away. And that's how far apart they are? 9.5 over 8 to 6-2 over 4? First of all, do you find that 6-2 number insulting? I mean, I do. If I'm Jeremy Swayman, I 100% find that to be an insulting offer.
Well, I think the combination of the number and the term, the low term and the low number,
yeah,
you might be able to sell me at, okay, we'll meet you one or the other, right? A higher number over a shorter term,
mm-hmm,
or full term, but we don't see you in that number. But to go low on both is probably insulting, although, you know, I believe Swayman is maybe overinflating his value.
Maybe. He might be.
Or at least his view of his own value.
Certainly the Bruins think that. I'd agree with you there. Vasilevsky's making 10. Hellebuck's making 10. Sorokin's making 8.25. Carey Price, 7.5. Jordan Binnington, 7.5. Grubauer, 6.8. Shesterkin, 6.66. Bobrovsky, 6.5. You got to go all the way down to John Gibson in Anaheim to get to 6.4. Tristan Jarry, 6.4. Darcy Kemper, $6 million. And same with Markstrom, Thatcher Demko, those type of guys. Junas Korpisalo making $5 million. They're offering Jeremy Swayman $1.2 million more than what the worst goalie in the league last year, who they traded for, by the way, is going to be making this year. If I'm Jeremy Swayman, they said they haven't talked to him in 3 weeks. The Bruins are standing firm on this 6-2 whatever number. I don't know. I mean, you might be headed for a pretty ugly situation here. I don't see this thing getting resolved anytime soon.
The math right now is $24.8 million, which puts him fifth among the Bruins.
So he'd be the fifth highest Bruin. Forget about the other goals.
Fifth highest Bruin paid.
Okay.
But we also know that deadlines tend to increase communication, negotiation.
Sure.
Right? I mean, we just saw it with the 49ers. Two of their best players were in contract disputes, hold-ins, hold-outs, not there. And all of a sudden, oh, the season starts this week, and both guys will be out there when they start the season, right? Trent Williams just signed his deal. Brandon Ayuk got his done last week. So I think this is a game of chicken. That's what Now, the numbers are far apart. You know me. I like to just do the old-fashioned meet-in-the-middle thing.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about 6 years at $7.7 million a year?
I think that's a lot more reasonable. You know, that puts you in the conversation with the Prices and the Binningtons and the Grubauers and all that. You're still not in the top three, and I think that's where he wants to be. And it's up to...
Does he deserve to be there?
Does Jeremy Swayman deserve to?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he deserves to be in the conversation, sure. He was one of the better goalies in the league last year. Was he one of the best?
Last year?
Yeah.
Has
and
he been
going
the,
forward,
has
he continues
been the
to
number
older,
one goalie yet?
Not on this team, but that I don't think was necessarily his fault. All right.
I didn't say it was his fault. I'm just saying the reality is he's asking for a franchise goalie paycheck, correct? Mm-hmm. When he's never really been a franchise goalie. He was their all-star goalie last year. The second half of the season, there was some question as to who the best goalie on the Bruins was.
Not and, for me, there wasn't.
And now they traded away Ullmark. So now he is your franchise goalie, but is he your franchise goalie?
Yes. If you trade away Ullmark, then yes.
So you're all well.
If it's just him and Korpisalo, then yes, he's the franchise goalie. 100% he is. Yes.
There, they took away their own leverage, which was a weird approach to take, especially if you were so. It's one thing if you know we know the guy's value. We're going to pay him a boatload of money. You hear that a lot. Like Justin Jefferson was one of those. I think they were very open. Like we're going to pay Justin Jefferson at the top of the market because he's the best receiver, or Patrick Mahomes back in the, like, he's the best quarterback in the league. We're going to give him a ridiculous contract. That's how it works. So you don't need leverage. If you're just going to give the guy, you know, top of market, you don't need leverage.
Nope.
Clearly, they didn't have an intention of giving him top of market.
And they can't either because they don't have enough space right now. They'd have to clear up some space even to do that. So what they the best they can give him right now is 8.3, I think, is how much space total they have here. So if they want to spend every single remaining penny they have on Jeremy Swayman, and by the way, I don't think that's a terrible idea considering what their goalie situation is without him, then that's the most that they could do, and that would have him right in the Sorokin conversation right there. And by the way, I think he's better than Sorokin. I do. I think he's better than Carey Price. I think he's better than Binnington. I'd put him on the level with the Hellebucks of the world. And I think that Vasilevsky and, you know, some of these others, Shesterkin, Bobrovsky, you could say, make the argument are better than him. Fine. But they're not all getting paid appropriately in that way. And that's sort of the point, is that the market for goalies is a little topsy-turvy. You know, some guys got paid for past results. Some guys, you know, got paid for future investment and things like that. And that's what you have here with Swayman. You're paying him for what you think is going to be a good future investment. And the Bruins are just refusing to do it.
Zach
and
just told me that they have $8.6 million left.
8.6. All right, so that's the most they could possibly give him is 8.6, unless they want to start, you know, cutting guys and trying to free up space some other way. If they just want to play it by the book right now, the most they can give him is 8.6 this year. And I think that, you know, if you're talking about an investment in someone that you really believe in, then that's not outrageous. You know, it's not outrageous to give him a little sweetener and say, hey, we have big plans for you. We believe that you're going to be one of the better goalies in the league. We want you here. We want that to happen here with you in a Bruins uniform. And they are just not doing that.
Do you think this is creating a, because there's already the question about arbitration last year and hard feelings and personal.
I think the next thing here is a trade request or a trade demand.
That's the next step. The world,
isn't it? Yeah,
because he seems to be, and we had that the prior podcast from Shut Up Mike,
from Shut Up Mark,
Shut Up Mark, where he was taking a very, I went to business school, I'm taking a business approach, I know the cap and what it's doing, I know my responsibilities to future players. He was taking a very sort of agent-like approach to his own contract, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you're taking an agent-like approach, I agree with you. I can play somewhere else. I'm not in love with the black and gold. This isn't the only place for me. If I'm taking an agent-like approach and you want to lowball me, okay, then trade me. You don't value me. You don't value me. That's fine. Maybe somebody else will. They'll pay me. It happens in sports all the time, every sport. And it does feel like that's where this is going. I would just wonder, you know, 19, you say 19 days out?
Yes.
He was at captain's practice.
He was.
Which I guess is a good sign, or is not a bad sign, maybe.
Zach tells me it's individual from the team activity, so the players organized it.
No, yeah. I know, but if you were planning on being traded, you're working out with the players you're probably going to play with, or like you think are teammates. I don't know. I do think the next logical step is, but I often feel like with the 49ers and these others, sometimes, oh, now we're under 2 weeks, oh, now we're under 10 days. Maybe we should call him back and see if we can get this done, and maybe he's more open to getting it done.
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, it seems like they are extremely far apart right now, almost
to the
point where if it was an episode of Pawn Stars, he'd be walking home with his whatever item he brought in there. 617-779-7937, there's your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, Patriots Monday on a Tuesday rolls on as we will react to some more things Jerod Mayo had to say this morning with the Greg Hill Show and some things we heard from Jacoby Brissett earlier.
There's sometimes, oh, Now we're under 2 weeks. Oh, now we're under 10 days. Maybe we should call him back and see if we can get this done, and maybe he's more open to getting it done.
Yeah, maybe. Anyways, it seems like they are extremely far apart right now, almost
to the
point where if it was an episode of Pawn Stars, he'd be walking home with his whatever item he brought in there.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.